A dark night in a city that knows how to keep its secrets. But on the 12th floor of the Acme building, one man is still trying to find the answers to life's persistent questions. Guy Noir, Private Eye.
It was November. It was the week before Thanksgiving, and we'd gotten a good snowfall, and I'd gotten my first missing persons case, an old lady named Karen.
Yeah, she went out for a walk. I can't find her.
What was she wearing?
A white sweater, white slacks.
And she'd probably have white hair, huh?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And her name is Karen?
Yeah, she's Norwegian.
Uh-huh. Well, uh-huh. The problem is she's too white, okay? And It's snowing. When it snows like this, white people are supposed to wear some red, okay? Red scarf or something.
What should I do?
Huh?
Oh, here she comes now.
Okay.
Hey, where have you been?
I wished I could disappear. I had to call my sister Georgina and tell her I couldn't come to her house for Thanksgiving and had to invent a reason.
Oh, well, you can't come.
Yeah.
But I already ordered the turkey and I made your favorite dressing.
Huh?
I made a pumpkin pie and a peach pie because I know how much you love both of those.
Oh
Danny will be heartbroken.
Huh?
Guy, you know, he has self-esteem issues.
Well,
this could
that.
Be devastating to him.
I'm sorry.
Can't you just come for half an hour or for a few minutes? Just drop in. Please, Guy.
Huh? I've got a case, okay? It came up suddenly. It's very hush-hush. It involves national security.
Oh, but it's Thanksgiving.
I couldn't tell her the real reason, which is that her husband, Al, is very much into fantasy football, and he can't help telling you all about it. 22 players on his team, and he's focused on each one of them in a way he never was on his own children, and he's discovered his passion in life now. And he's cut down on his drinking so he doesn't pass out the way he used to do, you know, which a relief. I was about to make reservations at a cafe for Thanksgiving when there was a knock at the door. Yeah, come in. The door's open there.
Hey, Guy.
Oh, hey, Joey. Hi.
Hey, okay if I come in?
Yeah, sure, of course, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Have a seat there.
Yeah. Yeah, I come to see you about something.
Yeah, I figured, yeah.
Yeah, I'm here for Tony.
Tony Rigatoni.
Exactly.
Huh. Oh, it's an honor.
Well, he respects you very highly, Guy.
Well, that's nice. I'm honored.
And he hopes that he has your respect.
Of course. Please convey my respects to Tony.
I will do that.
All right.
In fact, he's here.
Oh.
In the hall. You mind if he comes in?
No, fine.
Good.
Sure, yeah, of course. I'm
hoping you'd
say
that.
Bring him in.
Hey, come on in, Tony. Tony, you remember Guy?
Yeah.
Guy, you remember Tony?
Yeah, it's good to see you, Tony. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Tony's been in prison for 18 years, Guy.
You know, I was going to say, it seems like about 18 years since I've seen you, huh?
Yeah.
Tony got out in August.
Oh, congratulations. I'm very happy for you.
Yeah.
And now Tony would like you to do a favor for him.
I see, huh?
It's right over there. See
that? Oh. Oh, the turkey there.
The turkey, yeah. We need you to kill the turkey.
I would assume that you guys could handle that yourselves.
Well...
Huh?
You see, Tony raised this turkey himself, and he got emotionally attached to it.
Uh-huh.
So he needs you to kill it.
I see.
But gently, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Time to go, boss.
Yeah. Goodbye, Tommy. You know, I don't want to do this. I mean, I'm really sorry.
Okay, boss.
Just forgive me for this.
Come on, boss.
Goodbye, Tommy. We'll be back in an hour. Don't worry about a thing.
What are you looking at me for? Not your friend, so don't get ideas, okay? I don't care what happens to you. Makes no difference to me. You're going to die, you understand? Die. Take you outdoors, sharpen an axe, and cut off your head. You got that? I don't care if you were raised in a Lutheran home. You're... Makes no difference to me. You're going to die. It's either me or you, huh? Tony went to prison for dumping a guy in the lake with his feet in a bucket of concrete. If I don't do you, he's going to do me. So, you want to talk to a grief counselor or call you a grief counselor? Huh? And then the turkey made a dash for it, and the window was open. And they say turkeys can't fly, but this one could glide. And he went down 12 stories, and he landed on a truckload of trash. And the truck went around the corner, and he was gone. Gone. When Tony and Joey came back, I had bought a fresh turkey from the store, and I'd put it in a plywood box with the name Tommy on it and his dates, 2015 to 2015, and the bouquet of flowers.
That is beautiful. Did he suffer much?
No, it's very quick there.
Thanks for doing this.
How'd you kill him?
Well, I gave him a last meal, and I gave him a cigarette. Mm. I blindfolded him, and yeah. I whacked him with an axe.
Okay. Thanks a lot, guy.
Yeah, thanks.
So I picked up the phone to call the cafe and make a reservation. Come on in. The door's unlocked there.
Oh, hi there. You remember us. We met you 2 years ago, Duluth.
Oh, now he's probably forgotten, Earl.
No, it was that model train convention. You remember you were admiring my layout there.
Yeah. Earl won the grand prize that year. Biggest model train set in the whole dang show.
Yeah, I did that scale model of Crookston, Minnesota.
Yep.
Whole dang town there.
Yep.
Little sponges
what
for the
What can I do for you then?
Yeah. Took him 11 years to make that, you know.
That's right.
Yep.
And I'm Earl's sister, Earlene.
Oh, yeah, Earlene, she's a nutritionist.
A nutritionist.
Yep.
Yeah. See, we thought maybe you'd like to come over for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm making the dinner and everything. And it is made from kale. You know about kale. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Yeah. Great nutrients.
Right. Yeah. She makes a kale turkey and a kale dressing and kale potatoes and kale pumpkin pie.
Yeah, it all tastes great.
Yeah, good.
And it's all made of kale.
That's right. Kale is very high in antioxidants, including quercetin and the camphorol. Yeah. Did you know that?
She says that.
No.
They lower blood pressure and their antidepressants.
Yeah, that's true.
One serving of my kale dinner, and if you've got 16 months worth of vitamin K. You know about vitamin K?
No, I don't.
It's very important.
Yeah. Right.
People don't know it's an antidepressant.
Yeah. Antidepressant, I
say. Yes, yes.
Yeah, so we sit around the table then, and then the train brings us our food.
I got the automatic unloaders, and I dumped the food right on your plate there.
That's right. This is all green kale, but I also use some purple kale, too.
Mm. Do that.
Mostly it's the green kale, because it's an antidepressant.
Antidepressant, you say?
Yes.
I could hear them talking, and it was like a dream. There was a strange look in their eyes. Time seemed to stop. We were in another dimension. I seemed to lose the will to make a decision. They took possession of my very being, and I heard them say again,
We thought maybe you'd like to come over for Thanksgiving. We thought maybe you'd like to come over for Thanksgiving.
And I could hear the words come out of my own mouth.
Sure, I'd love to.
It wasn't me speaking, but the words came out of my mouth.
Sure, I'd love to.
In my heart, I was screaming.
No, I can't, please, no.
But the words came out of my mouth.
Sure, I'd love to.
And then they were gone. It was like a dream. But on the odd chance that it might be real and they might come looking for me, I got on a plane and flew out to a city of Connecticut that a lot of people have used as a getaway. One of the last places in America anyone would ever look for you. The name begins with W. I checked into the Tuckahoe Hotel on the river. It's amazing who you meet at breakfast. Jimmy Hoffa.
Hey, the waffles are good. I really recommend them.
He came into hiding because he didn't want to go to Thanksgiving with the family. Amelia Earhart.
I don't miss aviation at all. It's become so technical. Romance is gone utterly.
And this other guy, D.B. Cooper.
I jumped out of an airline out west with a parachute and 200 grand in a briefcase, and they never found me. You know why I did it? I couldn't stand the thought of spending Thanksgiving with my family. I was desperate. I've been very happy in Waterbury ever since.
A dark night in a city that knows how to keep its secrets. But one man is still trying to find the answers to life's persistent questions. Guy Noir, Private Eye.